Enjoy your life,
ho. I am, bro.
Oh my gosh. Are we rolling?
That's old school. Trouble, my.
I need Uprise for real. Ooh, what if I wish I could dance to some Uprise.
Ooh,
man, I wish
dance to that Uprise.
Ooh, wee,
dance for me.
I would. You gonna like what I got cracking this week?
Is it?
Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't think I can talk about it yet.
No?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to?
I don't think I can tell the public yet.
Okay.
But I'll tell you.
Okay. I mean, what's going on? Tell me about it, man. First of all, how was your experience, man?
Man,
I'm gonna tell you my experience.
Okay.
Go ahead first. Tell me about what you did.
I'll be honest, OC. It was, and I'm talking to you. You, my brother, man.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you enjoyed yourself.
I loved it.
I see.
I loved it, and it was funny because I'm all about the preparation, right? Okay, you know how we get ready. Like, I got to get ready during the week. I got to feel like I got the game plan down. Mm-hmm. That's how I was in sports. If I didn't feel like I prepared, then I'm gonna go out there, and I'm not gonna perform well.
Yep.
I felt like I prepared. Luba had me ready, and I was in the moment.
Yeah.
One thing almost threw me off, though. We go out there. Tess, the host. Shout out to Tess.
Mm-hmm.
Husband's Vernon.
Yep.
Vernon K, our boy.
Yep.
And she said, "This one's for you, Anaya." And I heard her say it.
Wow.
Before I walked out. It broke me.
Did it.
Quickly.
Wow.
Like, I was, you know, I'm game ready. I'm back there yelling, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I make Luba do?
What's that?
I told her about the four-man wedge in football.
The four-man wedge?
The four-man wedge.
Okay.
So I'm trying to explain to her the old school four-man wedge, and I used to run down.
You were the wedge buster.
And bust the wedge.
No, you were the wedge buster.
I was the wedge buster.
Yeah, you were called the wedge buster.
Yeah, I was the wedge buster. And I was trying to run into a guy at your size trying to bust the
bigger
wedge.
Bigger than me.
So I was saying, that's our mentality. We're going to bust the wedge. Like,
yeah.
She's like looking at me like, "You're crazy, but okay."
Yep.
So that's how we get ready, right?
You tell her to get ready to bust the wedge.
Yeah.
Because you're the wedge buster.
Yes. Okay. We need a picture of a four-man wedge just to show everyone why it's no longer allowed in football.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pumped up. We're doing our thing. But when Tess said that, I shrank.
Yeah.
And Luba looked at me. And she saw my face, like, go, like, almost going to cry. And she just looked at me. She said, "It's okay. I got you."
Mm.
And then I went out there, and I just, all of a sudden, I was like, okay, get back in the moment, you know, like, get ready. And then when it was go time, I was just looking at the camera, and I just thought about, like, all my friends, family, everybody that's important, everybody at home watching, all the cool people, like, oh, let's check this out. And I was like, let's have a good time.
Mm.
And it was, I had a great time, bro. I had a great time.
Let me tell you something, Jason.
I'm listening, my friend.
You had more than a great time, Jason. I can tell you that right now. I have never seen anybody smile quite as much as I saw you smile that day.
Oh, there was fear in that smile.
You were smiling like, I don't even know. I'm not even sure what was going on. I said to myself, this guy is having the time of his life. You were smiling. First of all, I got to be completely honest with everybody here.
Yep.
Strictly Come Dancing, biggest show in England, biggest show in the UK.
Yep.
By a landslide.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched this show in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Never even thought to watch this show. But I said
to myself,
I almost
put that coffee out.
I'm just being real. I said to myself, my man Jay Bell is on here, so I'm going to watch the show.
Yes, yes.
I watched the show, and every time you weren't on, I just changed the channel.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was in constant I'm just being real. I was in constant communication with Andy.
Uh-huh.
And so he would let me know. He's like, "Jason's coming on." Boom.
Yep.
Turn the channel on.
Uh-huh.
So I'm watching the show. And I'm watching you, and I'm seeing you smiling, and I'm seeing you doing your thing, and I'm like, wow, Jason is killing it. You look good.
Man.
you look good. And I don't watch that type of stuff. Like, right. But you look good, bro. Like, you moved well. The coordination was on. Everything looked outstanding. And so I'm watching you smile. I'm just watching the sheer joy.
Yeah.
That you have come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so happy. I'm so proud, right?
Right.
Because I'm like, man, this is incredible. This is the biggest show in the UK.
My guy's out there.
My guy is killing it for the whole world to see.
Oh, man.
And then guess what happens?
What's that?
It's time for the judges.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
It's time for the judges to make their scores or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And my happiness and my joy switched, Jason. It switched. I'm looking at, because, you know, maybe I don't understand dance. As a matter of fact, I don't understand dance.
Right.
But I'm listening to this guy, Craig, whatever his name is. I'm listening to Craig, and I can see he's just a surly. He's surly. He's just a surly individual. And I'm listening to his explanation, and nothing he said made sense to me. I'm like, this guy is a bona fide hater, and he is hating on my man, Jay Bell, because Jay Bell's having the time of his life, dancing, doing all the good stuff. And what is wrong with this cat? What is wrong with Craig? He better not let me see him, Jay Bell. I'm coming to the show.
You are coming to the show.
You better not let me see him. Nothing good is going to happen there. Because, I mean, where is his compassion? Where is his, you know, where is any of that? I felt like he was just trying to be contrarian. Mm. You understand? Mm-hmm. There are people who are like that. There are people who just bring the whole mood down. And this is exactly what he did. You lit the place up, J-Bell. You brought everybody up. And him, in his whatever it was, you know, with his attitude, like, I'm just going to say, I didn't like this, and I didn't understand why you were doing this. And blah, blah. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about, Craig? Huh? What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Craig? I need an explanation because I didn't understand nothing you said. I didn't. Why can't you just be free? Why can't you just be a nice person? You don't have to be... What's his name? Simon Cowell?
Yeah.
Remember Simon? Yep. You don't have to be like that. It's not necessary.
Right.
You don't have to be like that.
Right.
Everybody else was boom. Everybody else read the room perfectly. Everybody else was like, you did this, you did that, you did this. You're going to get better, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this guy just wanted to hate just for hating, just to be a hater. I don't understand it, Jason. Can you explain to me what happened, please?
You know what's funny, bro?
It was so unnecessary.
I think we've been critiqued in our life so much that I only hear the criticism that can help me get better.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been coached by a lot of people.
Yep.
And sometimes when you're coached and taught things, people say things to you and you're like, okay, you have to listen.
Yep.
Because it can really improve your game. And some people just yell.
Yeah.
Some people just talk. It was funny though. You know, I looked at it back, and I think he did say something on the lines of, it was the blend of the dance, you know. And he said the Jackson 5, and I thought, that's the Temptations.
Right.
In my head, I was like,
was I confused?
Same.
It's not.
People.
It's not.
But, you know.
Right.
So, once again.
But you kept a smile on your face.
I was happy. You know.
I don't know how you did that, Jason.
In all honesty, OC, and this is the truth. Flat out. Can't lie to you. Can't lie to our people. You know. This podcast is for our people. I understand what it's like to have your last opportunity.
Yep.
And I realized that from the last time I ever stepped on the football field. And I had so much fun when I was on the field.
Yep.
And I thank God that I had that experience, because I would have walked away thinking I wasted my last game. So when I got on that dance floor, and the next time I get on there, when you're there,
mm-hmm.
it's my last time, bro.
Yeah.
If it's my last time, I'm going to leave it on the field.
Yes.
And only person control that is me.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. And it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time because for me, when I walk away from this, I'm going to know I poured it out there and left it on the field. Whenever that is. Because obviously, I have no control.
I got you. Yeah, you know? I mean, it's
I have no control.
You don't. But I tell you who does have some control.
Who's that?
Me. And Craig. Say something about Craig, right? Watch how I dress. I was gonna show up in a suit, but I'm not.
Nah.
I'm gonna dress in a hoodie. Right? Some Tims.
New York.
And I'm gonna be looking at Craig the whole time. I'm be like, do what you did the last time. Do it one more time while I'm sitting right here.
That man's gonna get me off the show
so quick. One more time. Just one more time.
We go. Hey, all everybody needs a vote because it's going to be a battle.
Listen to me. He can do whatever he wants. He's going to know that what he did last Saturday is unacceptable, J-Bell. It's unacceptable.
You said you're coming with Tim's and a
Tim's
hoodie.
Tim's and a hoodie. And you know how they wear the hoodies here in England? It's different.
Uh-huh.
They put it over their head and they pull the string. So, like, all you see is just.
You just see the nose, see the nose. And the beady eyes. That's
Yeah.
That's how you come in.
That's the day it's going to be on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how it's going
to
be.
I can't wait to see you there.
Just so they know. Just so Craig knows. Everybody else I'm okay with. Everybody else I thought did, it was fair. But Craig, me and him are going to have a problem on Saturday. I just want you to know.
I'm hey,
gonna, if I have a table and he gives you like a bat, I'm just going to overturn the table. And everybody's going to be like, what is like, Craig, I told you. I warned you. I gave you a full week's warning. I gave you a full week's warning.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just letting you know now, Jason.
Oh, my
You better not let me in that building, Jay. It's not going to be nice.
You in the building.
It's not going
to
be
you
good.
You ready.
Well, right now, the BBC needs to be whispering in Craig's ear to be like, listen, we do not want an international incident.
Oh,
we do not want an international incident.
Oh, my.
So you better behave yourself in here, Jay. I mean, Craig, I'm just letting you know.
Oh.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I apologize. I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, my God.
While you're in there dancing on set, just know that.
You're not even going to be watching me?
If Craig doesn't behave himself, there will be an international incident.
Okay,
my bad, man. Let's go.
Oh,
man.
That's.
What's going on?
Hey, that's. Thank you.
I got you. I didn't like it, man.
I know you didn't.
I didn't like it.
You know, you remember when we played Seattle in 06, and it came in, and I don't know if you remember, but the defensive coordinator came in and started mentioning guys he brought in to work out.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what is he talking about? And he goes, because you, J-Bell, we got this many guys, and if you don't pick up, and I thought I had a good game, that's basically what happened.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why exactly. Coach came in and he's like mentioning random people's names. And I was like, why is he talking about these guys?
Mm-hmm.
These are all guys we worked out, J-Bell. If you don't do this, I was like, I had a decent game.
Played pretty well.
But you know what it was? I was the target.
Mm.
Because as a defense of the guys playing and starting, I was the guy that he could have came at easily.
Mm.
You know?
Yep.
And it was like he was making a point through me that I'm going to be a hard coach.
Yeah.
I'm going to be tough. And I could do it to J-Bell because he can take it. And nobody's going to, you know, he's not a superstar.
Yep.
So nobody, you know, he has no leverage over me.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, speaking of that Seattle game, now that I think about it, I remember that game.
Yep.
And I want you to know that nothing that happened that day was your fault.
Right.
That was my fault. Everything that happened that day, everything that rained down was on me. I'll tell you why.
Tell me, because I don't remember you not playing well.
I'll tell you why.
Matter of fact, I don't ever remember you not playing well.
I'll tell you why. Because we've had this discussion about, because we played them in 05.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I played against Walter Jones, and I killed him.
Yeah. So they wanted to come back and get you.
06? It's a completely different story. Completely different story.
They said he ain't going to come out here doing that on us again.
Ooh, that was a bad, bad day, Jason.
Oh, man.
Bad day. I was literally, I've been dominated maybe three times in my career, in my whole career, where I can say I got dominated.
I gotta go back to the drawing board.
That day, that was one of those days, buddy. That was one of those days.
They said, you're not going to do that again.
Jason, I don't, it's hard to be in a position where you don't know what to do.
Ooh.
And I was in that position where nothing, it was like trying to push a 1,000-pound rock uphill. Every time I ran into Walter Jones, it was just, Jason, he was doing whatever he wanted with me.
What's going on in your mind then?
And Jason, I was so frustrated, and I was like, oh my God, there was nothing I could do, nothing. He literally, from beginning of the game to the end of the game, he kicked my ass, bro.
Wow.
And I went home that day. It was a long flight, obviously. I went home and this guy was better than me.
On that day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you felt like that before?
Yes,
like
I
this
have.
This guy's.
Yes. I felt like that in the game where it was like,
this guy's
I can't
better
do
than
anything.
Me. Yeah.
I remember covering Jimmy Smith when he was in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And they had Smith and Keenan McCardo, so they were great. And something happened. I had to cover him. And I was like, I can't do anything to stop him.
He can't slow this guy
he's
down.
He's quicker than me.
Yeah.
He's faster than me, and he's stronger than
me.
I have no tool.
Nothing. That's how I felt.
And you just get through.
Yeah.
You just get through to see another day.
But it shows you about professional part. Because I had played this guy, Walter Jones, the year before. So he was a year older at this time, right? At the time I played him, he hadn't given up a sack in like years. He was the most dominant player in football.
Yeah, he was the best at his position.
Yes. And when I played against him, I was quicker, faster, stronger than him.
Yep.
And he didn't know what to do with me. And literally a year after.
He studied the tape.
Bro.
He studied you.
It was mind blowing, man. Mind blowing to be in that position of just being physically dominated from beginning to end. Like nothing. There was no, I got close to the QB. Oh, I made nothing.
Yep.
He had me 10 yards away from the quarterback, just driving me, you know. You know what I mean?
I know. I've seen that happen to cats before.
It was bad.
I tell you one thing, and you know, somehow our conversations tie into stuff, and we're laughing about Strickland and the challenge, and it's hard and all that. But there is one thing about our mentality, and it's the truth, and you just said it. Man, it doesn't matter. We don't quit.
No.
Like we just don't tap out.
No.
I've thought about tapping out.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And you just.
Fight it to the end.
You just fight it. I'm not saying you win.
You're going to fight.
But you fight to the end, because when it's all said and done, you can talk about that game and you can say what happened, but you finished the game.
Yeah.
You went on next week and went and did your thing.
Yeah.
And that's the resilience that comes out of pushing yourself.
Yeah.
I think. I don't.
Got to keep fighting, man.
You got to keep fighting. You got to put yourself in positions to keep fighting. And I like that, man.
Sometimes you're going to get punched in the mouth.
Hey.
For sure.
That's the thing. When I look at this, and I laugh at all this stuff. Man, if you can't, and we'll use the getting punched in the mouth, but just with criticism or anything, if you can't take the heat, you don't need to be on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to, don't put yourself in there, because it's tough.
Yep.
It isn't for everybody. So I totally agree with that. It's funny when you see people that want to dish out, you know, throw the punches, but when you swing back,
they can't take it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Or you say something back, or you defend yourself. Oh.
Yep. It's bad.
Especially people that look like us.
Yeah. Exactly.
We get treated a lot differently.
Yeah, completely different.
Oh, we can't. let us stand up for ourselves. Mm-hmm. What are we? What's the terminology they like using?
Mm. Oh. Angry black man.
Yep. Every single time.
Angry black man.
It's funny. We have to always be aware of that. You know, in different walks of life, especially, you know, when I left the league and got into Wyndham Finance, and I'd be in different meetings and stuff, and if I stood up for myself like other people did, that was their go-to. That was their go-to. It immediately became, hey, why are you being angry? Why are you being – any level of passion I showed. And I'm happy 95% of the time.
Yep.
But if I show 5% of just frustration, I'm angry and intimidating.
Okay. Okay, Jason. Okay. Let's do this then. Let's do this. Because you're not 100% correct. You're 1,000% correct.
Okay.
1,000% correct. And oddly enough, I have modified my behavior because of that.
You and I both.
Right?
You're much better than me.
A lot of times when I should react in an angry manner, I do it in a very calm way. It's not because I don't want to. It's because I know that if I do, the perception of this is immediately, this is an angry black man. And I don't want nobody
quickly,
to say that, right?
Quickly.
So now here's my question. Here's my question. And here's the issue that I battle. Mm-hmm. Perception in this world is reality.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Perception is reality. Reality isn't reality. It's what people think, right? Yeah. That is what is reality.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, if we know that this is their perception, right? Mm-hmm. Do we conform to that perception?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we fight against that perception? Mm. Knowing that this is what people are going to think.
Right.
Now, if you do react the way that a normal human being would react, which is you're being wronged, and you react in anger. Oh, now you're an angry black person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right, but this is the world that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So, as an individual, what do you do?
You got to choose your battles.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny that, I'm not segueing or saying something about the NFL just to say it, but, you know, this is something that happens a lot to the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
And, players in general, you know, and how some players can do things and show emotion and it's deemed as he cares.
Mm-hmm.
And some say things and it's like he's uncontrollable.
Yep.
And I've seen it a lot. I will say this. I think that you and I have a big responsibility. And the responsibility is always kind of been led by you. And it's that we understand that there's not a lot of opportunities in the media world for young black men.
Yep.
So what you have always led me to believe, and I am a full-time believer, is Jay Bell. We have to represent and do things in a way to give others like us opportunities.
Exactly.
You've always said it. You believed it from day one. We've always been ourselves. And it's because there's going to be a pathway for two guys that come out of sports, that want to talk about things that happen in the world and have opinions and be open to discussion.
Because
people are going to say, we've seen that before with OC and J Bell. This is okay.
Yep.
It's a lot, and I'm so to your question, because of that, I think I'm very aware of how this platform we have and how we need to make sure we protect it for the next generation.
Yep.
Because this whole thing, you know, we've never really discussed this out loud to people, but this whole thing is about, man, we are just trying to set the stage for the future.
Yep.
You know? Just understand diversity in media and television is good. It's cool. You know, there's enough room for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give guys like us a chance. And I think we've taken that and we've really tried to represent that because we're looking out for the future, you know?
Because of that, you have to swallow your pride sometimes.
Yeah, you do. A lot of times.
And you got to sit there and you got to see things and you just can't react the way
other people
do. Other people can. No, you just can't do it.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
Can't do it.
And I want everybody to understand. I mean, I'm not. Everybody has to live in their body, their circumstances. Mm-hmm. And we all have something. And I think sharing that lets us understand so much about other people and why they do things, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many people from different walks of life that have to do things differently from you and I. And we love hearing that. We're just trying to put it out there that we know we're playing a different game.
Yep.
And I cannot do the things and say the things others can.
Yep.
Because people's default is the way it is. And they don't even know that they're doing that.
Not their fault.
But they do it. They say it. And they act like it. I mean, we've been in discussions where we're trying to improve something. And literally, you and I have had an opinion and said something. And the rebuttal was, hey, I don't want you guys to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, angry? We're not even angry. We're working together.
Yep.
But it's because they didn't have an answer. So their answer to us, to larger size black men, was angry. And you and I looked at each other like, is this serious?
Yeah.
Are we?
What are you talking about?
Is this for real?
Yeah.
Because they don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something we always are constantly aware of. And every time we probably sit down and talk with people we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people we got relationships with, it's cool, but does this make any sense? Because I understand
exactly what you're saying.
I'm going.
I do. I know what's in your mind. I know exactly what you're saying,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
It's
I don't know how we got here, but it's good to get it off our chest.
Yeah. There's another thing I wanted to do.
Tell me.
I wanted to issue an apology.
Really?
Yeah. To he's not the alleged GOATs.
Oh, really?
Nah.
He's not the alleged GOAT?
Nah.
Talk to me. Is he the GOAT?
Hands down.
You. Mark this down right now, Simon.
Yeah.
This man is about to confess a crime.
Yeah.
He is about to confess a crime.
I am.
OC, I am. Who is the GOAT?
His name
is
Tom Brady.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
And I am not going to fight this anymore.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Mm. I'm not going to argue anymore.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Mm. I'm not going to dispute it anymore. I'm done with that.
You done?
I'm finished. Because, you see, most of the things that I say, matter of fact, I know it seems random a lot of times, but all of these things are evidence-based. They're all fact-based.
Yeah, you're digging. You're digging deep.
Right.
Yeah. You try to make it sound like you're winging it, but you're not.
I'm not.
You've
and
got
therefore,
it.
When you try to argue with me, I have...
You got action.
I got action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to lull you into arguments.
Yeah, because you know you got evidence that you're going to throw at me. I've been on the other side of this.
Right. So my whole critique of Brady wasn't necessarily his skill or his ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't think he was Aaron Rodgers in terms of, like, skill and ability.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was a good quarterback in my eyes. He was a good quarterback. My whole critique of him was, Bill Belichick is the greatest coach we've ever seen.
Yes.
This
Bill
Belichick is the one.
Coaching.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is the one who's doing this, you know, all that stuff. And then, you know, for me, if you just do something in one system all the time, you are not a great player. You could be good, but until you move to a different system and you're able to do those same things, you are not a great player.
Solid argument.
This was my argument.
Solid.
But I have to say that what I'm seeing right now with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, I was wrong. I don't think that Belichick made this guy at all. I don't. I am fully aware now that, I'll take this to soccer, right?
Okay.
I always would say, to me, Ronaldo is the best player in the world because he has done this in so many different places, and Lionel Messi hasn't. Messi did this with Barcelona. He goes to his national team, Argentina. He doesn't do nothing, bro. So in my eyes, he can't be the greatest player.
The LeBron James, Michael Jordan conversation.
Exactly. This has just been me.
Yeah.
Even in my world, I thought literally that I was the greatest defensive end in football.
You had to.
I thought that.
Yeah,
you should've. I wasn't even a
– yeah.
You know, I was in New York. The numbers I put up there, you know, when I was healthy, when I started all 16 games, undisputable.
They made rap songs about you, OC.
Right. So this is what I was thinking. And so when I went to Atlanta and I wasn't able to duplicate that, and I wasn't able to replicate
you
that in Atlanta.
Say this.
I said, you know what? I'll take this one. I was a good player. I was a really good player. I wasn't a great player because I wasn't able to do that in Atlanta. This is just my criteria, and I'm not going to hold everybody else to that standard and not hold it to myself.
Right.
So I brought myself back down to earth. Seeing Tom Brady in Tampa Bay and seeing the things he's doing in Tampa Bay has let me know, hands down, that what he did in New England, he is fully capable of doing this in another place. And this is a very, very difficult thing to do. It's not easy,
no,
man.
No, it's not easy.
It's not easy what this guy's done.
Not easy at all.
It's tough.
Tough.
And he's playing the velocity of his throws. He's putting the ball on the money. He's directing this offense. He's playing lights out. There's no argument that everything that he did in New England, I can no longer throw that under the rug and say, hey, it was Belichick. No, it wasn't Belichick. It wasn't. We see what's going on in New England now.
Yeah.
It wasn't Belichick.
Tom
Brady.
They'll fix some things because they have elite coaching, but I agree with you. You know what? I'm glad we went down this because this is what a lot of people can go out and talk about the games and all this kind of stuff, but we like to dive into stuff like this. So, let's talk about it as a player, because I agree with you. I can't say anything against that. Listen, Tampa Bay is a team to be dealt with in the NFC. Their defense is coming together.
Lights
they got up. Good rhythm as far as how they mesh, right? Everything's rolling. Now, as a player, we know the quarterback position by rules has been protected in recent years, which has made it even more important. That's just the way the game goes. But what Tom Brady has done as an athlete is what you and I have seen with the elites, which is Tom Brady gets hurt. I think his second year, did he get hurt? Remember he got hurt? He was out?
He got hurt in 2008.
No, way before that, after the Super Bowl. Yeah, he got hurt. He was getting hurt. Like, he was banged up.
Okay.
Willie McGinnis, a big brother to me, Long Beach, California, was working with Alex Guerrero, who's Brady's guy. And he goes, listen, Tom, you want to last in this league, you're going to have to start taking care of yourself. And you know, just like I know, because you're a guy who took care of yourself, you got to take care of yourself early.
Yep.
Not when you start slowing down.
Yeah.
Because Jerry Rice, he took care, the way you hear stories about how he took care of himself. I played with the Rocket, Raheem Ismail. I mean, he's the guy who taught me early. This guy was doing crazy stuff. He's like, if you do it early, J-Bell, you'll play long. Tom Brady was, he was so locked in and taking care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything this dude does to prepare himself, you know, he wrote a book about it. That's what you got to be, though, right?
Yep.
That's what you got to do. So his mind, he knows everything. He's seen it all. He's fighting time because he's taking care of himself. The decisions this guy can make, the things he can do, because his body is able to do it.
Yeah.
That is the key. Man, you see, guys, the league, people don't last long because by the time they just figure it out, the body slows down.
Yeah, it's over.
It's like, I just figured out how to be great. And then you lose a step. You see it at corners all the time. They lose their the balance. Mm-hmm. They can still kind of run, but they don't have that balance and twitch. Same with running backs. They say the contact balance they lose.
Yep.
But I play with Emmitt Smith. You should have seen this guy take care of himself.
Mm.
You know, I watched you and Strahan. It was just phenomenal what you guys did.
Mm.
In the league, you see these guys. It is talent. It is the mental capacity you have for the game. But what you do when nobody's watching means so much. And that's why he's the greatest of all time.
Yep, I agree. Nothing at you. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done arguing.
He's
the GOAT.
And every guy we look at in the league that plays like that and that's had time, that's what it is. I mean, you see guys change their body from year in and year out, and you're like, man, this dude, the time – the sacrifice happens before you get on the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Go Brady. I apologize to him. I really do. I apologize to Go Brady, man.
I got some questions.
What you got for me?
I got some stuff. Great conversation, by the way. I don't know how we got there, but it felt good.
Good.
Felt good.
Good.
Good. Yeah.
All right.
I'm happy you're coming this week, by the way.
Craig better behave himself. He better be on his best behavior.
That being said, Craig Evans says, I watch your –
you
want
to see an angry black man. You're going to see one Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
You're going to see one Saturday, Craig.
Oh, God.
And I don't care nothing about those consequences.
Oh, God. They're going to get me off this show so fast.
Man, listen. They got a decision to make.
Hey, the people, please vote. Because OC's coming in hot. Craig Evans, he says, I watched your six sack performance versus the Eagles the other day.
Mm.
Do you look at the fifth sack and wonder if you should have taken Donovan McNabb back into the end zone for a safety? Do you actually remember this clearly?
Yeah, I remember.
This guy has a memory of some kind of special animal.
Yeah, I remember. At that point, Jason, I'm on five sacks. Five. So I wasn't thinking about anything besides, golly, what in the world is going on?
You
I am getting the job done. Incredible.
Did you pay the money to the rain guy?
Oh, the rain guy.
Yeah.
I should have. That would have been incredible.
Oh, my God.
The Nigerian rainmaker.
The rainmaker, because you was making the rain happen that game.
That was crazy. I didn't ask you a question, Craig. No, I was more focused on bringing the guy down. I didn't know where he was, and you know.
You ruined Winston Justice's career, too.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
But he wanted to play for a while, but it was just his name.
He from Long Beach, man. And after that, it was just like, you that guy, everybody remembers you by that.
Yeah.
It's hard to bounce back from that.
It's bad.
Ask OC, ask J Bell. Janie, this is from Janie. Has the drafting of a quarterback put the frighteners on Aaron Rodgers at Green Bay? He's playing better this year for sure. Hashtag go pack go. Hashtag uprise. And uprise was last.
Yeah.
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 Shout out to
Jay. That means it was first.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. I think it would be logical to say that. But then again, you're talking about a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's had incredible seasons.
Yep.
So I'm not going to say that, because they drafted this guy, all of a sudden now he's back to his former self. There could be a number of factors that, you know, made this guy perform the way he did this particular year. That might have had something to do with it, but I'm not going to point directly to that and say this is what made him have the year that he's having so far.
Yeah, he was going to play good regardless because the guy has, you know, he has a lot of determination, focus. But I will say this. somehow coaches find a way, and you taught me this, mm-hmm. to motivate players
push
and create
buttons.
Competition. So however they do it, they mm-hmm. do it. It's working.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, whatever, it's working.
Competition is important.
It is. It is important. You have to create it every year. Shout out to our reviewers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw out some fresh names. Stokely Tones.
I like that.
Yep. Hello Chipper.
Mm-hmm.
Kane. Yeah, that's gangsta.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay Martin.
Okay.
Okay. In Cali. Number is it in Cali 71?
In Cali 71.
Nice.
Okay.
Episode 28 was stunning. What was that one? Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Thank mm-hmm. you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
One.
That's good love. And this name, you're going to love this.
Okay.
You're going to love this, bro.
Okay.
Hood Rico.
Oh, my goodness. Hood Rico.
Hood Rico. H-O-D-R-I-C. Out.
Oh, yeah.
Can't get enough of this podcast. Love the mix of topics and love the uprise.
Mm. Did you drop your pen?
I did. OC, I needed you today. Man, this training is hard. I came in here. I was exhausted.
Yep.
But I looked at you, and I knew I was going to get through.
No question.
Game time. You're the baddest in all of creation.